Hello. So here we are at the end of another week. I just can't believe it's October already. Only a few short weeks to go until Christmas. Bit of a random update this week. Plenty of odds and ends and some dates for your diary and some information as well. So let's start with some voluntary things. Firstly, very soon we're going to be sending out a volunteer survey. This should be going out this week. It's being sent out around in order to get your opinions and views on what it's like to contribute to the station, whether you think your skills and talents are being used as fully as you think they should be, whether you're enjoying it or not, whether you feel valued. You should feel absolutely confident in giving your feedback about your volunteer experience on this form, as it's just the only way we're ever going to improve and make it a great place, which is deserving of the time that you give. So please look out for it. It should be coming out this week. Secondly, we're already starting to look ahead towards Christmas and our traditional Christmas volunteer get-together meal. Normally we go out to a pub or a restaurant in St Albans and get together for a drink and some food. But what we'd like to know is some numbers. It probably will be mid-December, maybe the week beginning the 12th of December. Do drop us a quick note to say whether you're able to come or whether you've got any ideas for how we do this. And there'll be more details as we work them out. Perhaps a Secret Santa or something? Not sure. Anyway, a few words about programming. Now, as I've said repeatedly up to now, we're definitely improving and we're definitely starting to be noticed amongst our listeners in St Albans. The trick now is to keep that up. Radio is all about consistency and we want our listeners to know us for what we do, which is providing a positive, upbeat radio station that celebrates everything about living in this fantastic city. Now, it's taking a while to do this, far longer than I originally thought, but I've added some new idents into our package and more are on the way. You should start noticing these creep into the output over the next few weeks, and there are more to come. Now, if you're doing one of the specialist shows during the evenings or weekends, I'm just about to start. Just about to ask Greg, who's the voiceover guy, to do another session for us with the names of all the remaining shows. We've just focused on daytime up to this point, but it's now time to apply it across the board. Again, watch this space for further updates. Now, we've also got a few upcoming vacancies on the schedule. I'm very, very sorry to say that Pat Newland is going to be taking a break from her involvement with the Outspoken show, which she steered masterfully for the last 18 months. I can't tell you how grateful we are to Pat for her time, and I very much hope that she's going to come back to us. But that does leave us with a requirement to find people to keep Outspoken on air and to continue to cover our local issues like the rail freight terminal, sinkholes, council issues, and the many other things that Outspoken cover besides. Also, another great loss to us, Kevvy is going to be stepping back from his Saturday morning show from December. Kevvy on a Saturday morning for the last year has just been this massive ball of energy coming out of our speakers, and I really think he's going to be a tough act to follow. Again, I hope he'll continue to be involved in the station in some way, but we are going to miss him terribly. There's also plenty of gaps to fill over the Christmas and New Year periods, so please let us know if you'd like to help out and you can offer any time for us. I'd be massively grateful. Now, I've noticed one thing about the cooler reads section on RV Inside. I've noticed that the number of verbal trails that people are leaving on RV Inside in the cooler read section is dropping off a little bit recently. Now, it's really important that we use these verbal trails to recycle listeners so that we point them to other parts of the schedule to shows that they might also enjoy. They're also a great shop window for us. You may be doing the best show in the world with all the best interviews and the best guests, but it'll have far less of an impact if you don't trail it ahead. So when you're prepping your shows, please always add a cooler read on RV Inside. And if you're presenting a show, please use the cooler reads to promote other parts of the schedule. It just makes us sound like a much bigger, more connected station, and it benefits every single show that we put out. Also, it's really important that we reflect what's going on with our brilliant local football team, St Albans City FC. If you've been following them, you'll know that they're through to the first round of the FA Cup after qualifying on Saturday afternoon. The draw is happening on Monday evening, so that's probably by the time you get this tonight. It's absolutely something we should be talking up. Plenty of Trailing Verulam Sport on Saturday afternoons at 4, and dropping in mentions of the progress of St Albans City FC in your programmes as well. Now, some dates for your diary. We're going to be down at Aylett Nurseries this coming Saturday to help them celebrate their annual Apple Weekend. The weekend after, we're going to be down at the Maltings as they do their Halloween event and trick-or-treating for the kids. Into November, we've got the Welwyn Garden City and Hatfield Christmas Light Switch-Ons on the 17th and 19th, respectively. And then the big one is the St Albans Christmas Light Switch-On on the 27th of November, which we'll be doing our usual OB for. So, just some dates for your diary. Right, I'm going to shut up now because I've spoken far too long. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much indeed for all the time you give to Radio Verulam. I can't tell you how pleased I am at the moment and how proud I am of what we're doing. I think the station's just sounding great, and it's only going to get better from here on. So thank you very much once again. And as ever, I do hope you have a brilliant week.